Tom King back here at the East Gym. We're at halftime. Lumberjacks leading 16-5. Our first DC Everest broadcast is coming up this Saturday. Chris Conley will have the call. DC Everest boys basketball team taking on Waukesha West. That game being played down in Wisconsin Dells on Saturday. And then next Tuesday night, a week from tonight, a doubleheader of action starting with Everest boys basketball taking on Green Bay East. That'll be followed by Wausau East Hockey and the Lumberjack hockey team on the road at Toma. That'll be the second half of our doubleheader next Tuesday night right here. Esports brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack sports. Also by CoVantage Credit Union, you step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. So the Lumberjacks leading here 16-5. See what kind of adjustments Mosinee made here at halftime to try to get back into this one. It'll be Bryce Widmark, Tanner Dimka, Bryce Taylor, Jaden Rutkowski, and Dylan Hamlin, the starting five out there for the Lumberjacks. Mosinee will have the basketball to start this second half. Soderberg and Sandelski out there, Aaron Moss. Matt Belanda, who spent much of the first half on the bench with foul trouble, and Zach Sipple, the starting five out there for Mosinee as well. Sandelski playing catch with Moss. Now they get it down in the corner to Belanda. Skip pass cross court. Moss wants to drive the baseline. That's cut off by Hamlin. Now he's double teamed, able to get rid of it. Pass over the top to Belanda. He bobbles it, and he steps on the inline, and Mosinee will turn it over here to start the second half. And they're going to bring pressure here. Full court pressure. East gets it into Widmark. Mosinee trying to bring full court pressure. Dimka still in the back court with it. Now gets it ahead to Widmark. Bryce Taylor with it. He drives in. Kicks it left wing. Rutkowski for three. Back bracket no good. Mosinee with the rebound. Jaden 0 for 4 from three-point range. Mosinee drives. Ball taken away by Rutkowski. He wants to attack. Down the lane. Feeds it to Taylor. His shot blocked. And Mosinee comes away with it. Rutkowski couldn't decide what he wanted to do with that one on the steal. Now a drive in on the other end, and Mosinee gets their first inside basket of the night. Aaron Moss puts it off the glass, and now a traveling violation against Tanner Dimka. East turns it over as Mosinee putting pressure on again. And Mosinee will have it. 16-7 Lumberjacks. Moss with it to Sandelski. He's staying in the zone. Sandelski, Soderberg. Moss down left wing. He's got it now. Back out on top. Penetrating now. Bullet pass inside to Belanda. Shot partially blocked. Grabbing the rebound is Sandelski. His shot blocked. Gets his own rebound though. And they'll try to reset. Mosinee skip pass to Moss. Catch and shoot three. Back bracket, no good. Long rebound grabbed by East. Quickly ahead, back the other way. Hamlin bobbles it. He's down on the floor. Taylor saves it. Goes off of Mosinee as Taylor threw it off one of the Indians out of bounds. So the Lumberjacks have it. 6:16 to play here, third quarter. East leading 16-7. Taylor gets it into Rutkowski. Looks inside. Taylor in the paint. Kicks it out. Three ball Dimka. Rims out. No good. The rebound kept alive by Hamlin, but Mosinee comes away with it. Mosinee into the front court. Aaron Moss with it way outside. To Sandelski. Drives to the free throw line. Kicks it out. Moss drives in. Now out to Soderberg. He wants to drive baseline. Pull-up jumper right wing. No good. The rebound kept alive by Taylor. It's loose, and we get a reach-in foul on the Lumberjacks. They get Hamlin with that one. That's going to be three on Dylan Hamlin, and he'll take a seat. Tough start to the season for Hamlin. He's 0 for 1. He's got some turnovers, and he's got three fouls. Sean Wilson checks back in for the Lumberjacks. Mosini looks to inbound it all the way out on top. Moss quickly to Sandelski, down in the corner to Soderberg. Kicks it back outside. Moss thought about the three, now skips it cross court. Soderberg, Sandelski, and Moss play catch outside. They're looking inside for either Bolanda or Sippel. Wilson, Rutkowski now cross-court pass. Moss catches, drives in. Bolanda wasn't ready. His pass knocked away, and Wilson comes away with it. 11 turnovers unofficially on Mosini. East back the other way. Taylor down low post to Widmark. Back out to Taylor. Out to Rutkowski out on top, and they'll reset. Dimko with it. Trying to post up Sean Wilson down low. He and Bolanda fighting for position. Rutkowski along two. Rims out, no good. Widmark, the offensive rebound. Turns up with the left hand. That's no good. And back the other way comes Mosini, a runner in the paint, high off the glass, no. Bryce Taylor with the rebound, back the other way he comes. Now he picks up his near half court, gives it to Dimka. Dimka into the front court with it. They hand it to Rutkowski. Rutkowski gets a screen from Wilson, now gives it to Widmark. Left wing Dimka, back down low to Widmark. Backs in, turns. Little shot block, gets his own shot. Underneath the hoop, where to go with it? Little running half hook, that's no good, and we're going to get a foul called. Loose ball foul on the Lumberjacks. Widmark was too far under the basket to do anything with it. He's 0 for 5 from the field tonight. And Wilson will pick up his third foul. Tell you what, Sean Wilson can be a presence this year for the Lumberjacks, but he's got to stay on the floor. Same thing as last year, he got in foul trouble a lot. Now he's got three fouls here, 4:14 to play third quarter. Stays in the game. Mosini with it, three ball launched by Moss, short. Long rebound comes out to Sandelski. Drives in, gives it to Bolin, his shot up and in, and a foul. So don't look now, but here comes the closing a bit, it's 16-9. And East wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:03 to play in the third. 16-9 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. By the Lumberjacks. Tom King back here at the East Gym. 4:03 to play in the third quarter. 16-9 Lumberjacks. East Basketball brought to you in part by DeBorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. to 9, 4:03 to play here in the third. East is 0 for 7 from the field here in the third quarter. They had 16 points at halftime. Mosini at least has hit a couple of baskets here in the third quarter, but they are still shooting very poorly as well. Bolland is at the line to try to convert a three-point play. Free throw is short. Rebound is loose and grabbed by Moss. Mosini will get another shot at it. Driving in, Soderberg tries to feed Sippel down low. Shot, no, but a foul. They're able to get the ball down to Sippel down low that time, and Mosini's finally decided they're going to try to attack the basket a little bit. J.P. Lacey, who came into the game, picks up the foul. That's his first. Zach Sippel is at the line for two here. First one is no good. Mosini is 3 out of 8 from the free throw line. Dimka is going to take a seat. And Eric Daniel in the game for East. Second foul shot coming for Sippel. That's a brick, no good. And the rebound, though, grabbed by Bolin. He puts it up and missed it. And finally, Rutkowski comes away with it. He wants to push. Nice bounce pass ahead. Taylor had an open lane to the basket and tried to make an extra pass. Ball got knocked out of bounds. East will keep it. Bryce Taylor should have been a little selfish there and taking that right to the hole. Ball knocked away. And East will take a long two ball. Lacey hits a long two from out on top, so the lid off the basket here in the third quarter for East, 18-9. Lumberjacks with the lead. They want to set up a little trap. Haven't been able to do much with that trap so far. Mosini's been able to break it. Mosini in the front court with it. They loft the pass over the top to Boland. It catches it, puts it up, off the glass, up and in. That's his fourth shot here of the third quarter as they're trying to get it inside to Bolanda. East breaks pressure this time, gets it into the front court. Lacey with it. Now Taylor left wing. Pass inside to Widmark. Turns, goes up, and gets tied up. Bryce Widmark having problems here. He is 0 for 6 from the field here in the game. Lumberjacks will keep it on the possession arrow on that jump ball call. He went up for the shot and got tied up. Taylor lofts it over the top to Lacey. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Rutkowski. Down low to Widmark again. Once again, too far to the basket. Came out, put it up, no, off the front of the rim, and Mosini with the rebound. Moss with it in the front court. They spin it around. Soderberg for three. He buries it. Soderberg splashes a three from the left wing, for the right wing, excuse me, 18-14. And Mosini is close to within four. Long pass, Lacey. Daniel passed up the three. Rutkowski won't. He shoots a three off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed over the top by Sipple. And Mosini puts it up on the other end, up and in. Soderberg in transition gets a layup. 18-16, it's a two-point game. Daniel fouled as he brings it into the front court by Mosini's Aaron Moss. So East's lead has disappeared as Mosini has decided to get more aggressive and attack the basket, and it's worked here in the third quarter. They've closed it within two. It's 18-16 Lumberjacks with 2:11 to play in the third. Trenton Pate gets back in for East. Joe Fox comes into the game for Mosini. Spencer Kampke in as well. Once again, they get it down low to Widmark. Turns, shoots off the glass, finally gets one to go. Leaned back and got a layup, and it's 20-16 Lumberjacks. They were going to keep pounding it into Widmark until he got one, and he finally did. Now they loft a pass over the top. Sipple catches, misses the layup. Rebound by Mosini again. Another offensive rebound. That misses. This time Widmark grabs it. Mosini missing three shots inside. And back the other way. Bryce Taylor is foul. Blocking foul called on Mosini. That's going to go against Soderberg. And it will be a non-shooting foul. East will inbound it. Dylan Hamlin's going to check back into the game. Help with the rebound situation. Widmark will take a breather. Bryce Taylor, Dylan Hamlin, J.P. Lacey, Trenton Pate, and Jaden Rutkowski for the Lumberjacks. 20-16, East by four. Taylor looks to get it in, still looking. Over the top to Hamlin. Taylor gets it back, left wing. They spin it around. Lacey, free throw line. Pate wants to drive. Kicks it to Taylor. He's open for three, left wing. He gets another one. Bryce Taylor, his third three of the night, 23-16. So Mosini closed to two. East has now extended the lead to seven. Mosini back in the front court. East back in their zone. Moss thought about the three, didn't take it. Gives it back to Soderberg. Moss down in the corner. Kampke back outside. Loft a pass over the top. Soderberg. Moss gets it back. He wants to drive to the free throw line. They swing it to Soderberg. Backs out the dribble. Drives down the lane. Reaching foul called on Bryce Taylor. Second foul on Taylor. Actually, third foul on Taylor. Taylor's going to have to take a seat, I would think. And Eric Daniels going to check back in for him. Trenton Pate's going to come out and play the top of that zone now as Mosini will inbound it. So Mosini on the dribble. They swing it over to Tyler Sandelski, back out there for Mosini. Now Soderberg has it. Backs out the dribble. Left wing, Joe Fox down on the baseline. Pass inside, stolen away by Hamlin, and he's fouled by Sipple. Bad pass by Mosini. They threw it away, trying to get it inside, and East will have it. First foul on Sipple, and East will bring it ahead. Under 20 seconds now to play, third quarter. Rutkowski's double-teamed, nearly lost the dribble. Now he drives to the free throw line, needs to get rid of it. Pate had an open three pass. Let's see if he's placed for one here. 10 seconds, Rutkowski gets a screen. Now gives it to Lacey. Lacey launches with 5 seconds, rolls off the front of the rim. No, Mosini with the rebound. And they will get a long shot away, and it's no good. Three-quarter court. And the third quarter comes to an end. Mosini close to within two, but East has extended it now. They lead it 23-16. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the East Gym. We go to quarter number four. Lumberjacks leading 23-16. Mosini will have the basketball to begin the quarter. Joe Fox has it. They get it down in the corner on the baseline. Now kick it back outside. Bryce Taylor back in the game for East. Also in the game. Now driving shot blocked by Hamlin. And Taylor will grab the loose ball for Lumberjacks. And in the backcourt with it is Logan Bailey back in the game. He gets it off to Rutkowski. Nice job by Dylan Hamlin swatting that one away. East with it. J.P. Lacey. Sophomore picks up his dribble, gives it off to Taylor. Bryce Taylor. Mosini wants to double. He gets rid of it. Bailey. Rutkowski tries a pass inside. It throws it away. Bad turnover right there. Threw it right to the Mosini player. And here they come back the other way. Bounce pass inside. Sipple turns over and under. And a shot blocked by Lacey. But they're going to say a foul is going to be called, I think, on Hamlin as he got Sipple in the head. Lacey swatted the shot away. Two shots coming for Zach Sipple. Fourth foul on... Actually, who did they call that foul on? Thought it was on Hamlin. First foul shot was up and in for Sipple. It was on Hamlin. That's his fourth. Sean Wilson getting set to check back in for the Lumberjacks. And both foul shots up and in for Sipple. So Hamlin has had a tough first night. He'll head back to the bench with four fouls. Did have a blocked shot there, but it was about the only high point of the night for Hamlin so far. Taylor will inbound it. Gets it into Rutkowski. As Mosini pressures, East able to break it into the front court. Now double team coming. And a foul is going to be called on Soderberg. That'll be his third. Non-shooting foul. East will inbound it. Just the fourth team foul on Mosini. East leading by five here, 23-18. They have the basketball. Rutkowski on the dribble. Gives it to Bryce Taylor. Taylor wants to drive in. This is Lacey right side. Skip pass cross court. Rutkowski now on top. Bailey shoots one. Rattles off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Lacey up and in. Lacey went up and got that rebound on the putback of the miss by Bailey, and it's 25-18. J.P. Lacey, sophomore, keeps playing like he has tonight. He'll earn more minutes. Mosini with it, brings it back outside. Sandelski plays catch with Soderberg. Soderberg's going to launch a long three. That's short and will go hard off the rim and out of bounds, and East will have it. Lumberjack Basketball brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. Why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? The walk-in care open in Wausau, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. East breaks pressure again into the front court. Lacey to Bailey. Ball knocked away for a moment. Now they get it. Lacey in the corner. His pass nearly knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Going to be a foul called on Bailey as he shoved the Mosini player, and it's going to be a one-and-one situation. For Mosini already, still 6 minutes to play in the quarter. And it's going to put Tyler Sandelski on the free throw line to shoot a one and one here. Mosini still has some fouls to give. Sandelski's first foul shot is up and in. Mosini has not shot well from the line tonight. They're just 4 out of 9. Second foul shot coming for Sandelski here. That's short, Rebound grabbed by Sipple. He got tied up by Taylor, but he's able to rip it away. And Mosinee will get another crack at it. Now we get a timeout call. Sandelski was falling down trying to grab the basketball, and Mosinee calls timeout, and they get it. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the East Gym. 5:54 to play in regulation. 25-19. Lumberjacks leading by six. Mosinee has the basketball out of the timeout. East Hoops is brought to you in part tonight by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. So Mosinee will inbound at side court. And they get it into Tyler Sandelski. East has got Bryce Taylor out there with Sean Wilson, J.P. Lacy, Jaden Rutkowski, and Logan Bailey. Here's a long two-ball put up. That's no good. Wilson pulls away the rebound on the miss by Soderberg. I think that was a long two or maybe a three. He was near the line. Taylor's got it. He's going to think about the three. Didn't take it. Lacy swings it over. Bailey with it. Now Lacy top of the key to Rutkowski. They're trying to post up Wilson down low. Rutkowski dribbles it back outside. Gives it off to Logan Bailey. Wilson comes out now. Taylor launches it down to Lacy. Turns, goes hard to the hoop, and is fouled. J.P. Lacy with a nice strong move to the basket that time. As soon as he got the ball down low, he went up and draws the foul, and he'll head to the line to shoot two here. Joe Fox picks up the foul. And J.P. Lacy at the line. Lacy has 9 points in his varsity debut here tonight. First foul shot, no good. Gotta make your foul shots in the fourth quarter. Aaron Moss comes back in the game for Mosinee. Second foul shot coming for the sophomore. That one's up and in. 26-19, Lumberjacks. And he's putting a little pressure on, trying to set up that trap if they can. Sandelski gets it ahead to Moss into the front court, so East will drop back into their zone. Soderberg has it. Down low to Bolanda, and he gets it up and in. They got it over the top to Matt Bolanda that time. He gets the hoop, 26-21. Mosinee pressures. They get it to center court and break the pressure. Bryce Taylor to Lacy, now out on top to Rutkowski. He's going to drive in, feed it to Wilson off the glass, up and in. Nice job that time of moving the basketball, and they got Sean Wilson an easy layup. 28-21, Lumberjacks. Soderberg kicks it over to Sandelski. Soderberg, top of the key, goes down the lane, throws up a runner, nobody's fouled, and he'll go to the line. They got Bryce Taylor on the foul that time. That's his fourth, I believe. And it will send Max Soderberg to the line. Soderberg has 7 points. He leads Mosinee in scoring tonight. Make it 8. He hits the first foul shot. East puts 3 new players in the game. Bryce Widmark comes back in, as does Trenton Pate and also Tanner Dimka. Lacy and Bailey goes out. Taylor will take a seat as well. Free throw is missed. A rebound grabbed by Wilson. And East brings it into the front court. 4:20 to play. Lumberjacks by 6. Rutkowski with it. Paid out to Widmark between the circles. Gives it back to Rutkowski. Dimka left wing. Rutkowski with it. Now it's Pate. Pate wants to operate with the left hand down the lane. Throws it off the glass. Up and in. Nice hard drive to the basket. Trenton Pate, 6'1 senior, making his varsity debut tonight. Gets the hoop. 30-22. Drive down the lane with the left hand. Mosinee with it in the corner. Soderberg. Skip pass cross court to Moss. And Moss, we're going to get an offensive foul called off the ball against Mosinee. And I think they got Sipple or Soderberg. Sipple picks up the foul. Second foul. And Mosinee will put full court pressure on here. Lumberjacks lead it by 8, 3:44 to play. Dimka gets it into Rutkowski. Back to Dimka, back to Rutkowski. Still in the backcourt with it. Jaden breaks the double team, gets it to Dimka. Into the front court for the Lumberjacks. Gives it off to Rutkowski. Now it's Pate. He's going to launch a three. Back bracket too hard. Rebound grabbed by Mosini. Maybe too quick a shot right there with an eight-point lead. Run some clock here. Instead, Mosini's going to attack now. Baseline cut off. They kick it back outside. Drive down the lane. Nice pass, and they'll get a layup from Sipple. Sandelski with a nice pass, and Paul Dimka wants a timeout. Mosini was going to call one, too. I think they're going to give it to East. Both teams wanted to call a timeout there. 3:14 to play here in regulation. It's a six-point game, 30-24 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. And we're back here at the East Gym, 3:14 to play. Lumberjacks by six. They have the basketball. And Mosini will apply full court pressure here. Bryce Taylor back in the game for East. So it's Dimka, Rutkowski, Taylor, Widmark, and Wilson out there right now. They get it into Rutkowski. He dribbles away from pressure. Gets it into the front court. Going to go right down the lane. Feed Wilson. They get a layup. Jaden Rutkowski pushes the basketball, lays it off for Wilson, and he lays it up and in. Second hoop of the quarter for Sean Wilson, both on layups on nice feeds. It's 32-24 Lumberjacks. Mosley with it. They loft it over the top of the zone, over the top of Wilson, who tried to swat it away. Shot put up and in by Sipple, and a foul. Let's see who they got with that one. They get Wilson. It is going to be against Sean Wilson. That's four on him. Wilson's got 6 points on the night. He's going to take a seat. Hamlin's going to check back in. So Zach Sipple with a chance for a three-point play here for Mosini. And he misses it. The rebound grabbed by Hamlin. He took it away from Bolanda. Mosini's going to look at the stat sheet and rue all of their missed foul shots here if this game ends up being close. Taylor with it. Down on the corner, kicks it back out. Rutkowski back to Taylor. Left side free throw line extended. Mosini goes for the steal. Didn't get it. They get it to Hamlin. He kicks it back outside to Widmark. Rutkowski. Dimka's open for three. That's going to be off the bracket. No good. Bryce Taylor with the long rebound for East. He's still in the lane with it. Now gets out. East will reset. Rutkowski with it. Clock going down. 2:07. Now they go for a steal and they get it. Mosini with the steal. Sipple ahead. And the shot up and in. Widmark didn't want to foul, and Sipple gets a layup. And a timeout called by Mosini with a minute 59 to play. They've cut the deficit to four. We'll keep it right here. And remind you once again that East Basketball is brought to you in part by Cloverbell Credit Union. They were voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Also, Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. A minute 59 to play here in regulation. Lumberjacks leading by four, 32-28. They had a 16-5 lead at halftime. So East has doubled their point total. Mosini has warmed up quite a bit from their first half. They attack the basket more here in the second half. I'm sure that's what Coach Andy Bruss and his staff told him at halftime. They couldn't just sit out in the zone and launch jumpers because they weren't dropping. They were just 1 of 14 in the first half. And they have changed that here in the second half. And a lot of the shots they're getting now are inside. So East will have the basketball here. And Mosini will put on full court pressure. Interesting to see when Mosini decides they need to start fouling here. Dimka runs the baseline looking for help, and he needs to call a timeout or to get a foul. Oh, Mosini bailed him out with a foul off the ball. That was going to be on Sipple, I think, as he wrapped up Widmark. That's a big foul right there. East was having trouble finding somebody to inbound the basketball to. They were about ready to call a timeout, and a foul called well off the ball on Sipple. Actually, they called it on Moss. Jaden Rutkowski at the line. Makes the first one in the bonus. He'll get another. That's his first point of the game, but it's a big one. Makes it a five-point game. He'll get another here. And he got them both. Two big free throws for Jaden Rutkowski. 34-28, six-point advantage again for the Lumberjacks. Mosini brings it up. He sets up the zone. Moss swings it to Sandelski. Soderberg launches it over the top to Bolandis. Shot blocked from behind by Hamlin, but they're going to get a foul. He got the ball. Let's see if they're going to call it on Widmark. Yeah, okay. Widmark gets the push foul. Hamlin blocked the shot cleanly, but Widmark will get the foul. But it will send Bolanda to the line to shoot two here. First one's on the way. It's up and in. He's got 7 points on the night. 34-29. A minute 46 to play. Mosini with a couple of substitutions here. Joe Fox coming into the game. Melanda's going to check out after he shoots this free throw. Spencer Kampke is going to get back in. And he misses it. Widmark had the rebound knocked away, but Dimka comes away with it. Lumberjacks get into the front court. Bryce Taylor. When's Mosini going to start to think about fouling here now? 1:34 to play. It's a five-point game. Lumberjacks with the lead. Taylor. And now a foul called out on top. That will go against Soderberg. I believe that's four on him. And Bryce Taylor will head to the line for the bonus here with a minute 28. Make your foul shots and you'll probably be okay here if you're the Lumberjacks. East basketball brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators serving the community since 1964. He misses the front end of a one and one, but Dylan Hamlin pulls away the rebound. East will get to reset. Dimka gives it off to Taylor. They're going to try to foul him again if they can. They get it to Hamlin. Kicks it back outside. He's playing a little keep away here now. Runs some clock. Dimka is fouled. They finally call it. He got bumped a couple of times, and they finally call Moss for the foul, and Tanner Dimka will head to the line and shoot the bonus here. Ninth team foul, I believe, so it'll still be a one and one. The next one will give them the double bonus in two shots. Don't forget, Everest basketball kicks off their season on Saturday. They take on Waukesha West. You'll be able to hear it right here. I got to check the start time on that. They're playing down in Wisconsin Dells. Chris Connolly will have the call of that. And Dimka misses the front end of a one-and-one. Mosini with the rebound. They have life. East unable to hit the front end of bonuses twice here. Here's a three ball by Soderberg. Back bracket, no good. Long rebound kept alive by Rutkowski. Last touch by Mosini. Oh, they're going to say Taylor touched it last. Mosini will have the basketball. Soderberg with a long three and the long rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Bryce Taylor. Mosini will inbound at side court. 54.8 seconds to play, and Mosini's going to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the East Gym. 34-29 Lumberjacks, 54.8 seconds remaining in regulation. Mosini with the basketball. They get it in. Soderberg has it right wing out on top to Tyler Sandelski. Soderberg's open for three, left that short. The rebound grabbed by Bolanda. Three ball by Sandelski, that's short. Ball loose, and Rutkowski comes away with it, but he stepped on the end line, and Mosini gets it back. Mosini just cannot knock down outside shots here tonight. They'll get it in to Sipple, out on top, Sandelski with it. In the corner, Soderberg. Widmark comes out to play him. Sandelski with the top of the key. He wants to operate. Kicks it to Soderberg. Going to drive in. Jump stop. Gives it to Bolanda. Shot on the baseline up and in. A two-point shot for Matt Bolanda. And it's 34-31. Four-point game. Pressure put on. East breaks pressure. Rutkowski into the front court. Dribbles away. Now he gets the ball away to Lacey, who's back in the game. Now it's Rutkowski, and he's fouled by Sandelski. And Jaden Rutkowski will head to the line. Lumberjacks have missed the front end of two bonuses here in the fourth quarter, but now they won't have to worry about it because it's the 10th team foul, and Rutkowski will get two shots. Got to knock these down. He made two free throws here in the fourth. First one is up and in. 35-31. Second foul shot coming. On the way, up and in. He got them both. Rutkowski 4-for-4 here in the fourth quarter. East will call a timeout. We'll keep it right here with 11 seconds remaining in the game. And East with a 5-point lead, 36-31. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporter of local high school sports. Also by the Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack sports. And also by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Our next Lumberjack broadcast will be hockey a week from tonight. The Lumberjack hockey team with their debut traveling to Toma. That'll be the second half of our doubleheader next Tuesday night. Next East Boys basketball game will be the Turkey Shootout over at the Wausau West Fieldhouse November 29th and 30th. East will take on Newman on Friday the 29th. And they will play Stevens Point Pacelli on Saturday the 30th. Both of those games are 5 o'clock contests, and we will have both of them live for you right here on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. All right, Mosini will inbound it. East has got Bryce Taylor, Tanner Dimka, Jaden Rutkowski, Bryce Widmark, Sean Wilson on the floor. They're going to set up a trap, try to get Mosini to force the ball a little bit. Now they get it. In the corner, Sipple for three. Too hard, no good. Mosley with the rebound, and a foul is going to be called as time expires. And they're going to wave it off and say, no, the game is over, and the Lumberjacks will get a win here in their opener by a score of 36-31. Well, it wasn't pretty, but Paul Dimka will take his first win as varsity head coach. And we'll come back and give you the numbers from this one after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the East Gym where the Lumberjacks get the victory here in their first game of the season, topping Mosinee by a score of 36-31. Let's recap the scoring, first of all, for Mosinee. Nobody in double figures for Mosinee. Zach Sipple and Matt Bolanda both had 9 to lead the way. 8 points for Max Soderberg, 3 for Aaron Moss, 1 for Spencer Kompke, and 1 for Tyler Sandelski. Mosinee was just 11 of 40 from the field, 8 of 17 from the line, and just 1 of 15 from three-point range, and they turned the ball over 12 times. For the Lumberjacks, a couple of double-figure scorers tonight. Bryce Taylor hitting 3 three-pointers and finishing with 10 points. J.P. Lacey, the sophomore, in his varsity debut, scores 10 as well. Also scoring for East, 6 points for Sean Wilson, 2 for Eric Daniel, 2 for Bryce Widmark, 2 for Trenton Pate, 4 for Jaden Rutkowski. Those were 4 big free throws in the fourth quarter. And that rounded out the scoring for the Lumberjacks. A number of other players played and did not score. East was 11 of 39 from the field. So they weren't much better than Mosinee from the field as well, and 5 of 10 from the free throw line. They did hit more threes, though, 4-point range to just 1 of 15 for Mosinee. So they hit 3 extra 3-pointers, and that helped to be the difference here. Also, at the free throw line, they actually didn't make as many free throws as Mosinee, but they pulled out the victory here tonight by a score of 36-31. Lumberjacks 1-0 to start the season, Mosinee 0-1. And as we mentioned, our next boys basketball game for the Lumberjacks will be a week from Friday night, November 29th, when East will take on Wausau Newman as part of the Thanksgiving Turkey Shootout over at Wausau West. They will play Stevens Point Pacelli on Saturday, November 30th. We'll have both of those games for you here on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. DC Everest boys basketball makes their debut Saturday when they take on Waukesha West. Chris Conley will have the call for that one. That's going to wrap things up here tonight from the East Gym. Well, as we expected, it was pretty ragged first game of the year. That's usually what happens. But the Lumberjacks were able to hold off Mosinee in the second half and pull out the victory here tonight by a score of 36-31. Thanks to Spencer, our engineer. Thank you for listening. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again as well. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Wausau East Lumberjack Boys Basketball on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9.